entreat me not to leave thee, to return from following thee. For where thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be mine. out for each other. Oh, we are found in every big and empty world. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a place. Touch your people, touch your people once again with your precious holy hand.
Amen.
May your kingdom shine upon this earth. You are living glorious church.
Hallelujah.
To restore authority.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And power.
Oh, Lord.
Mighty rushing.
What we need, Lord, is not the temporary something. Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we are here tonight. Oh, touch your people, Lord.
Lord, you see your tired servants.
Oh, your hands of healing, your hands of blessing.
Soldiers. Oh, how much we need your precious healing hands.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. As
we
many,
need the power
the Lord,
of
I think
the
among
cross. That's the only source for
oh,
us.
Oh, we look at the cross tonight, Lord. The finished work.
Battle cry.
That you did there, Lord.
Restore your church again. Oh, touch your people.
Touch your people once again.
Oh,
with your precious holy hand,
we pray and may your kingdom shine upon this earth.
Yes, Lord, wait, please. He's here, and it's all for us to surrender. And then he can touch us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, if only we would just remove that stone away. He says, move the stone away. And then he could speak live. Lazarus, come forth. Let us move the stone away.
Amen.
Oh, then he's ready to touch us tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my brother, whilst I was there, your first song, I wanted again,
Amen.
Show me the way.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord,
Hallelujah.
Show us the way tonight, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The narrow way that
show
leads
the way.
To eternal
show
life.
Me the way. Show me the way.
Show me the way.
How can I go without
Hallelujah.
You?
Show as you prepare yourself.
Me.
Oh, prepare yourself. Oh, that the Lord prepares you tonight.
Said I am now here, Lord, and I need your
yes, Lord Jesus.
Power.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Child.
Your children have come to your presence tonight, Lord. Prophet Ezra said, I proclaim the fast that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substances. He said, I proclaim the fast that we might afflict ourselves. Oh, my brother, we need that affliction in our lives.
Amen.
Because that puts us into war. It puts us into that spirit of seeking the Lord with all our hearts. It puts us into a spirit of desperation when we afflict ourselves that the Lord show us the right way of God. We want that straight way, that narrow way. That
hallelujah,
leads to
hallelujah.
Eternal life, Lord.
Amen.
Father, close every broad way in our lives.
Amen.
Every broad way, Lord.
Amen.
Close them, Lord, from our lives.
Amen.
Let us take that way, the holy way. And because you are the way, Lord,
hallelujah.
We look unto you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Our ears shall hear a word behind us this evening.
Amen.
As Isaiah said, telling us this is the way, walk ye in it.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for
thank
the day.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Our going out and our coming
Amen.
Is, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you that you are that Amen. God that slumbers not, nor sleepeth.
Hallelujah.
You keepeth your children, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you hallelujah. That your eyes have been upon us.
Oh,
the great watchman
Amen.
That has kept us, Lord, throughout the day.
Hallelujah.
And what a wonderful grace that Amen. Tonight, Lord, you've brought us, oh, in your presence, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we came, oh, Lord Jesus, surrendering ourselves, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, with broken spirit and contrite heart. Oh, as our Hallelujah. Sacrifice, that Lord, which you will never despise, Lord.
Thank you,
Father, the purpose tonight, Lord Jesus, oh, let it be our portion, O God. Father, bless your word, O God, as we read, O Lord. And Father, even as we sit at your feet, Lord, let the Holy Spirit overshadow us. And Father, speak to us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. God richly bless you.
Amen.
As we're still standing, let's take our Bibles. Let's turn to Revelation 2. There is a question about the golden candlestick. And tonight, we will look into that subject again. Amen.
Amen.
The golden candlestick. Let's read Revelation, the message to the Church of Ephesus. You know, our studies, it carried us through the seven virtues of a perfect man as the divine nature. And now we've come to the church, the message to the churches. It said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, this thing saith that he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left the first love. Remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen, and repent and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Amen. Let's bow down our heads again. Dear Lord, this is your word, O God. Father, we have no interpretation, Lord. But we thank you that we had a prophet, O God, that you sent to us in these our last days. Your promise to the world that before the great and dreadful day of the Lord shall come, you will send to us, Lord, a prophet. Amen. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, you never failed in your word, O God. Father, it has been fulfilled. Amen. That scripture, Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Amen. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before us, Lord. Father, we thank you that you have made us to be part of it, O Lord. That we are the ones that, Lord, you have made for us. We thank you tonight, that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will overshadow your word, O God, and made it alive unto us. And Father, prepare us, Lord, as your word comes, Lord, let us receive them, O God, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. God richly bless you. May we be seated. As I said, there is a question on the golden candlestick. So that's our topic tonight. And let's look at it closely. And let us see the scripture that we just read. He said, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things. Amen. And what the scripture we've just read, you could see that a part of the scripture, God was praising his own. That's the way how the prophet put it. God was praising his own for the good things that they had done. Amen. Hallelujah. See, so when we do good things, God surely will what? Will praise us. The good things that you do, God appreciates it. Hallelujah. We know how God spoke about Job to Satan, you see, because of his good works. He spoke very good about Job. Amen. So when we do good things, God speaks what? Praises of his own. And then another part of it was his complaints. That's the way how the prophet put it. His complaints about what? The church. The things that the church was doing that was not what? Was not right. And then another part, we see that it was a warning. A warning that he gave to the church. He said, remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Amen. The golden candlestick will be removed from it, from the place. So what is this golden candlestick he's talking about? Amen. God says, I will remove thy candlestick out of his place. And the prophet says, certainly, a church in that condition cannot give light to the world. Its light has turned to darkness. Amen. If your candle, the golden candlestick, is taken, removed from its place in the church. He said that church, its condition, that certainly a church in that condition cannot give light. Amen. Amen. But meanwhile, What does the scripture says about us? It said, ye are the lights of this world. So let your light shine amongst men, that they will see what? The good works of your Father. Praise the Lord. So it is our responsibility. We are obliged, my brother, my sister, to let our light shine for the world to know that there is a living God. See, our very life dictating the pistol of God. Our very life telling a story. Oh, praise the Lord. So, you see, it is something that is for us to do. That's what God is expecting us to do. Then the prophet continued and said, God will then take away his faithful messenger and his faithful shepherds. You see? A church in that country is a church when the candlelight is taken, he said, is what? God will take away his faithful messenger and his faithful shepherds and leave them to themselves. And they will go talking about Christianity, but what? Be bereft. You see? They'll be deprived without, you see, they'll be abandoned. They will keep on talking about Christianity. But meanwhile, the golden candlestick has been what? Taken away from amongst them. And they don't know. And that is exactly what Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:3-5. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. See, a time will come, and that's the time we are living in now. And when they are not taking the sound doctrine, what happens? That is the time when he said God takes away his faithful messenger and his faithful shepherds and leave them to themselves. And when they are left to themselves, what happens next? You see? See, they now, upon their own lust, they shall heap upon themselves what teachers with itching ears. My brother, let us take all these things into our very life. Amen. Amen. Now, many a time when we talk about church, it is true, we look at a group. But the prophet said, God does not deal with what? A group of people. Amen. Amen. God does not deal with the group. He deals with the individual. Individual. Amen. Amen. And so when we talk about church, many a time, my brother, look at yourself. Because you are the church, I'm the church, and we come together, we form a great church of God. When we talk about church, my brother, look at your own self. Amen. So, we are on the golden candlestick. So when you turn your ears away from the truth, there come in other teachers, see, seducing spirits from the devil who take over and bring their own message to fill the body. Because this body can never stay empty. The body, this body we have, it can never stay empty, my brother. It must be filled. It must be filled. And so if God takes his candlestick, the golden candlestick away, it becomes empty, something got what? Take his place. That is exactly what he said. If someone, the Bible says, if somebody now repents and take the word of God, and it's just like a house that has been garnished. Amen. Which needs something to be, what? Replaced. But if, he said, the devil that has been cast out will then come to see if the place where he left, it has been filled or not. If it hasn't been filled, then he said he goes back and bring what? 7 times the very spirit that is in you. They come and live there. And so this body always is filled. It must be either filled with the word of God. If it is not the word of God, then it has been filled with another word.
Amen.
Which comes from what? Another person you know already. Amen.
Amen.
So, the prophet said, the spirit, when he said, now, coming on the golden candlesticks, let us look at the complaint of God again to the church in Ephesus. He said, thou hast left the first love. And the prophet said, the spirit is not speaking to the original saints of Ephesus alone. This message is to the entire age, which lasted 120 years. So the spirit is speaking to us now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The spirit is speaking to us now. Now let us see what the candlestick itself is made of. The other time we saw it from Exodus 25:31. So let's go back there. Exodus 25:31. The golden candlestick. He said, and thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. Amen. We are looking at it as a physical something now. But look at the way how it was what? It was made. He said, pure gold, of beaten work, shall the candlestick be made. Every part of it, the shaft, his branches, his bowls, his knobs, his flowers, shall be of the same pure gold.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, is it not interesting?
Amen.
It is not a question of what? Partly gold and partly silver and partly brass. You get the point? Are you getting the spiritual understanding of it?
Amen.
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 It should be completely what? Pure gold.
Amen.
No mixture.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because already it has been what? Beaten.
Amen.
And all the loose ends, all the pores, all the deaths have been what? Cleared off.
Amen.
And all what remains is what? Pure gold.
Amen.
And the prophet said many a time, he said, they beat it to a extent that it can even reflect.
Amen.
Oh, when you look at it, you can even reflect.
Amen.
Your face.
Amen.
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 So no mixture. When we look at Laodicea, church age, the prophet quoted 1 Peter 1:17. Let's go there, Peter 1:17. 1 Peter 1:7. Excuse me. Now we're looking at what? The beating. Said, the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of what? Jesus Christ. Amen. So the prophet said, there is the gold of God. There is what? The gold of God. The gold of God is what? He said the gold of God is Christ-like character.
Amen.
Produced in the fiery furnace of affliction. That is the right kind of what? Gold.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God has his own furnace. where he produces his gold. He puts his own gold into that furnace, beats them really good, so that all the dross goes away. And the prophet said, it is what? The gold of God is what? Is a Christ-like character. Amen. Amen. Christ-like character. Amen. And man, if you are Christ-like character, that means you are beaten. Real beaten, really good. That every dross is out of your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at the character of Christ now. That is what we go to look at. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Then when we look at the message, that the text that we read, it said the golden candlesticks are what? Are the churches. Amen. Amen. They are the churches. He walks in the midst of what? The seven golden candlesticks, amen, which is the church. And the church, who is the church? It said the church is what? Is the bride. Amen. The church is the bride. Amen. And so you are that golden candlestick. Amen. The church without spot, the church without wrinkle. The holy church, which he says he's going to present to himself. We are that golden candlestick that has been beaten, tried. Oh, praise the Lord. There are no loose ends in our lives. That is what God wants to present to himself. So it is a what? A Christ-like character. And now when we talk about the church, I've been telling you now, brother, take it to your own self. Amen. Because you are the church, I'm the church. Amen. And we all come together to form a great church of God. So don't look at the group. Look at your own self. And then the question of whether you are truly a pure gold. Because that is what he is coming for. That Christ-like character. That is what he's coming for. Because it has to be what? It's just a magnet. Amen. That is what he's coming for. So the question is, we go towards study. We go to examine ourselves. Oh, praise the Lord. When you have been tried, tested, my brother, my sister, you have gone through real trials, tested, nothing. Look at the way how the provocations they give to Jesus Christ all the time. But yet, he takes the word to answer them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He takes the word and answers them. That kind of what? Character. Is that golden candlestick he's talking about? The prophet said, brass will break with the beating. When you beat brass, it will break. And so if you are brass, anything, see, you will be broken. Are you getting it? We are talking about golden, pure gold, not brass. He said, when you beat brass into what? It will break. But this gold of God will bear her sufferings from the Lord. Amen. It will not be bowed, amen, not broken, amen, not destroyed, amen, but formed a thing of beauty. Amen.
Amen.
You will form a thing of what? Beauty.
Amen.
Beauty inside.
Amen.
Amen. And a joy forever.
Amen.
By the trials and the testings of this life.
Hallelujah.
It makes you beautiful. Amen. Amen. The gold of God. The pure gold of God. This is where, my brother, is a challenge to you and me. Amen. That we got to be what? That gold. The Christ-like character. And so when he says that if we don't repent, he will come and take that candlestick. He will come and remove it from amongst us. My brother, it's not a church here as a group, but you in person.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. You in person, my brother, my sister. If you would not like to go into God's fiery furnace to be beaten and come out as a pure gold, my brother, my sister, you become brass. You become what? Even iron can break. But gold can never break.
Amen.
Amen. And so he comes and takes that out of you. His own spirit. So when we look at the whole thing, it all comes back to the same thing, the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Holy Spirit flies away. See? It flies away. When the golden stick is taken away, what is left? The gold is taken away. Christ-like character is taken away. The Holy Spirit is taken away, is removed. What next? You tend to be what? A dead wood. Amen.
Amen.
Back in my country, dead wood. And it hides all types of snakes and creeping animals. See?
Amen.
When you pass nearby, pow! It bites you. See? Let us be what? That golden candlestick.
Amen.
That has been tried till extent that nothing can what? Bow us.
Amen.
Nothing can what? Destroy us. Nothing can shake us.
Amen.
What happened to the church of Ephesus? He said they went away from their first love. And how? He said they relaxed. He said Ephesus means relaxed. That's drifting. See? My brother, let's watch these things. Let's watch it. If there is any spirit of relaxation in our lives, my brother, let's begin to wait upon the Lord.
Amen.
And renew our strength.
Amen.
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 Let's begin to what? Wait on the Lord and renew our strength.
Amen.
The prophet was citing what? The Israel in the wilderness. It's a small time you see them prevailing. And then another time, they relax. He said, now history keeps repeating itself. In the generation of Israel, we see revival in one generation only to see the fire fading in the next. My brother, that kind of life is not right before God.
Amen.
That's why he said Laodicea spirit. It's lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, warm. Amen. Laodicea spirit for Laodicea. That's the spirit where we are in now. He said, if you be hot, be hot.
Amen.
And if you be cold, be cold. God will what? Will be more to those things than to be what? A lukewarm. He said, I will spew you out of my mouth. My brother, my sister, it's a challenge to us. We come here to examine ourselves, my brother, my sister, by the word of God. Myself, as I'm just reading all these things, it doesn't make me that I'm above or anything. No, sir.
Amen.
I'm receiving my own also right here. Amen. It's checking my life.
Amen.
Because I cannot preach virtue and practice vices.
Amen.
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 So I am at a position where it's what? More challenging to me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it's not a question of what? Just, you got to do it. And then the preacher just says, no, sir. My brother, my sister, it's a great challenge.
Hallelujah.
Because when I say all these things and tomorrow you see me in another way, so, Brother Maxwell, see? So my brother, my sister, the thing is, he said, the prophet said, it's the same thing that is repeating itself. Israel is our example and we are the spiritual Israel. One time you see them what? Overcoming their enemies, conquering nations. And another time you see them, they are being taken to captivity. My brother, my sister, the situation where we are in, we are like even Daniel and the three other Hebrew children in the midst of what? In the midst of sin. But meanwhile, let us look at Daniel and the three Hebrew children. He said they never defiled themselves. They continue to be the light of God. Amen. So in every situation, they have been what? They have been tried, tested. So no matter the situation that they find themselves, they said, we will not bow.
Amen.
Amen. We shall not bow. Because we know our God liveth. Praise the Lord. And so the question is, it says, let us now, if there is any thing that is in our lives, my brother, my sister, look, Christ can come at any time.
Amen.
So you got to ask yourself that where you are you ready to go? Where you are, where you have arrived, are you ready to go? Let us now remember, he said, the prophet said, so let us remember, see, from whence thou hast fallen. Let us remember. Then we'll go back. You see, you got to realize the first thing you realize before repentance can come in. Because the realization doesn't come, repentance will never be what? Will be right. You got to realize that these things are not right in my life. So I need to repent. But if the realization is not there, repentance can never be total.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet said, God tells them to remember. Evidently, something had left their minds. See? Evidently, something has left their minds. They had forgotten something. He told them to turn back in their minds to their point of origin. The origin of the first age of what? Pentecost. Amen. They turned back to Pentecost. And he said it was a time to go back in mind and in reality. Back to when they could say, for me to live is Christ. Let us go back to that time. For me to live is Christ. Praise the Lord. That means Christ is what? Is first in my life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. No other things shall be added unto you. The prophet said, we should go back to where we can say, for me to live is Christ.
Amen.
That is, all other things are sinking sand.
Amen.
Again, he said, back to the purity where Ananias and Sapphira, those times, oh, hallelujah,
amen,
if it can really happen. But my brother, it depends, you and me.
Amen.
And it can happen here because it is the word of God.
Amen.
Till all spirit of Ananias and Sapphira, before they can enter here, they will repent before they come.
Amen.
Because if you don't repent, you'll be what? You'll be seen out. Amen. The Holy Spirit will just pick you out.
Amen.
Oh, sister, you were here, here, here. Brother, you were there, there. You did this, that, that, that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us take our mind back toward Pentecost.
Amen.
What was happened there?
Amen.
Amen. And if your mind and my mind will agree, my brother, it will happen here.
Amen.
Every Sapphira spirit and Ananias spirit can never come through that door.
Amen.
Because God says, I'm coming for a church, a glorious church, without spot, without wrinkle, a holy church. Amen. And you are that church. I am that church. It's a challenge to you and me. Praise God. He said, let us go back to the gate of beautiful. Oh, hallelujah. The gate beautiful. Let us go back to that time when Peter and John saw that lame man. He said, silver and gold we have none. And the gold he was talking about was what? The earthly gold.
Amen.
They don't have what? The earthly gold. But they have what? The gold of God.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Silver and gold we have none. He's talking about what? Earthly gold that perisheth. Silver and gold we had none, but as much as we have, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk.
Hallelujah.
That is where the prophet said we must go back to that place.
Hallelujah.
Oh, when the prophet was here, all these things were happening. And he has not taken away what? The power of God.
Amen.
He's still here.
Amen.
Why is it not operating amongst us? Yes. Why is it not happening amongst us? My brother, my sister. He said, the prophet said, oh, what a reproach it is to drift from God and countenance. Those acts that defile his name. Let those who name his name depart from sin and keep their vessels pure for God. Amen. If we will mention his name, then my brother, let us live pure because his name is holy.
Amen.
His name is holy.
Amen.
Let us depart from what? Whatever besets us sin, my brother. That name is holy.
Amen.
You cannot just mention his name and live anyhow. This is a warning to you and me.
Hallelujah.
That they that name his name depart from sin.
Amen.
And keep your vessel pure for God.
Amen.
The gold of God.
Amen.
That can never be broken by anything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, look at what you once were in your heart and mind and in your life, then go back to it. You are that candlestick, pure gold of beaten work. My brother, if truly, it's very true that even in our lives, if you've gone through experiences, things happen and you just look at it and it's nothing that can shake you because
Amen.
You have gone through those experiences before.
Amen.
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 But someone who has never gone through it, when he sees it, he's what? He's just shaken. He's overcome. See? But when you go through the experience, if we will go through that fiery furnace of God and allow ourselves to be beaten, that all dross are what? Taken away from us. For us to become what? Pure gold, beaten in the hands of God. Then we become the right vessels for God to use. Oh, praise God. Let's look at Paul. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 11. Somebody who is an example who went through real beatings and trials. 2 Corinthians 11. The golden candlestick. We are that golden candlestick. And God said he walks in our midst. Amen. So reading from, let's start reading from 22. 2 Corinthians 11. Let's look at Paul. He said, are they Hebrews? So I am. So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Amen. Anywhere you pass, it's because you are an Israelite. Yes, because you are not an Israelite. I'm an Israelite. Oh, it's because you are not a seed of Abraham. I'm a seed of Abraham. Maybe it's because I'm not a Hebrew. I'm a Hebrew. Everywhere you pass, he said, I am there. So there is no excuse which I, Paul, can run away. Praise the Lord. He said, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prison, more frequently. In death, often. Amen. Of the Jews, he said, 5 times received I 40 stripes. Saved one. Look at the way this man. Oh. Amen. Lord, I'm doing your service. But look at the way how the trials, the tribulations I'm going through. My brother, let's look at it. Maybe I'll just have to what? Abandon this ministry and go my way. No. What is this? After all, when I was a Pharisee, I had the authority and power. When I can do whatever I want. Now I come to your service. You met me. That you use me as a vessel. Now using me as a vessel, look at the way how I'm suffering. 5 times. He was given what? Stripes. 40, it's the same one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. A night and day he was in the sea. Oh my. All for Christ. This is a man that is a real beaten gold of God. Pure gold. Amen. Nothing will what? What can separate him from what? From the love of God. Nothing can separate Paul from the love of God. He said in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen. My own countrymen. When I walked among them, it's what? It's not a peaceful something. They are looking for me. They are looking for a way how they want, they can destroy me. My own country. See? So my brother, somebody may do something that will really pain you. It could be even what? Your own brother you are together with in the church. See? In perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Say, oh, God bless you, brother. But deep inside here, no. It's not like that. The prophet sees them all the time.
Amen.
Thank God that we don't have that higher discernment. That I meet Brother Wilmo. Oh, God bless you. Then I see Brother Wilmo here. I will just attack Brother Wilmo. Say, Brother Wilmo, look, I've seen what is in your heart. Eh? You see? But we don't have that. But thank God anyway. He knows whom he has to give to.
Amen.
Because that person can what? Can stand himself.
Amen.
Amen. That's the prophet. Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. In weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Apart from all this, he still take all the load upon himself about what is happening here, what is happening there, what is happening over there. Oh, my brother, we are looking at what? Example of what? Someone who had been really tried, tested, and stand as what? A pure gold. What became of Paul, the last? He was what? He was executed. Anytime any of you, we can go to Rome. They have a place where he said that's where they kept Paul. We just go and see that. It's an underground somewhere. See? Oh, my brother, when you go there, you look at it. If it is true, it was really, the man really suffered. Really suffered. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All for the sake of the Lord. But nothing could separate him from the love of God.
Hallelujah.
That kind of pure gold, my brother, my sister, the pure candlestick, that's the way how we got to be. Amen. Let's look at another thing here. That's to us. The same 2 Corinthians, let's turn to 6. Said, we then, as workers together with him, see, we are all workers together with him. My brother, we are all workers together. My sister, it's not only the brethren, sisters,
amen.
We are all workers
amen.
Together with him. Amen. Beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. See? Let us not receive the grace of God in vain. Let us look at Paul as the way how he went through. For he saith, I have heard thee in time accepted and in the day of salvation. Have I succored thee? Behold, now is the accepted time. My brother, today is this very hour, this very minute, this very second. Oh, take it to be the accepted time.
Amen.
Amen. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Giving no offense in anything.
Amen.
that the ministry be not blamed. See, but in all things, when we are talking this way, we are not talking about we the ministers. Yes, we are included, but you are also included. Amen. You are a minister. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You minister something in your life. Amen. But in all things, approve ourselves as ministers of God in much patience. Take notice, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, let us be what? Ready to accept them when they come. Because it is what? The very furnace. Amen. The very furnace of God. That is what? Preparing us. In stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, and in fasting. Amen. All these things, my brother, let it be in our lives. Amen. Watching and waiting and fasting. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. I ask myself also. Look, I have to be sincere to myself. The last time, if you ask me the last time probably I fasted, I will tell you it was the day that Lily came to my house. She came to spend the weekend to pray. Oh, my brother, my sister. For a long time, I will confess it. For a long time, I had not been fasting. See? I got so ashamed. I confess, Lord, forgive me. Amen. It's the truth. When I ask you the last time you fasted, maybe you cannot know the date. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Brother Vlad is smiling. Well, I know Brother Vlad, he fasts. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the sister came to my house the last weekend, and it was a great time. It was a real challenge. Amen. The sister didn't take anything. I was encouraging her. Amen. That was great. My brother, my sister, if we can put this kind of life, whatever we pray for, the Lord will answer. Amen. Amen. And when she came, God gave her a message. Before we continue, I would just want to, so that you always remember our precious sister also in prayer. This is the message that as Samuel, 1 Samuel, First Samuel 1:17. After the fasting and praying, I referred her coming to my place as just like Hannah went to what? To the temple. But I said, my sister, here is not the temple of God, but it's just a type which I want you to believe in that way. Amen. That you went to a place, left your house, went to a place, surrendered yourself to pray. And the message after the fasting and praying and all that day, that weekend, this was the message that God gave to her, which we will all continue to pray for her. Amen. 1 Samuel 1:17. Then Eli answered and said, and then I told her, this is not Eli, this is God telling you. Amen. Go in peace. And the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Hannah, the God of Rebekah, the God of Sarah. Amen. Grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Amen. Let us remember always our season in prayer. Praise God. Let's come back to what we were reading here. What the Lord wants us also to go through, to become what? Real. Real golden, pure gold before the Lord. Verse 6. By pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by Holy Ghost, by loving, by love unfeigned. My brother, look at these things carefully. Amen. Amen. Wherever you've fallen short, my brother, tonight, just say, Lord, I surrender. Pureness. By knowledge. Not worldly knowledge, but the knowledge in Christ Jesus. Long suffering. That no matter what comes your way, you are what? Ready to endure. By kindness. By the Holy Ghost. By love unfeigned. He said, let not our love be what? Dissimulation. Amen. Without dissimulation. Amen. Amen. Verse 7 said, by the word of truth, by the power of God, Amen. By the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. Amen. Amen. No matter, my brother, if somebody gives any bad report or false report about you, my brother, put it behind here and move forward. Amen. Amen. Evil reports, they will come. My brother, never weigh it upon yourself. Amen. Just let it go somewhere. Amen. Amen. Because pure gold, nothing can mix. Amen. Oh, you are like a mustard seed that cannot mix with anything. Amen. Praise God. As unknown and yet well known. If the world doesn't know you, God knows you. Amen. As dying, and behold, we live. As chastened and not killed. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. And having nothing, and yet possessing Amen. All things. Amen. This is an assurance for us, my brother, my sister. The pure gold of God. That's what we are. Amen. Tonight, my brother, the musicians, please come forward. Tonight, my brother, we have something to prove. It is for us to let the whole world know that there is something in us. We are a pure gold. Praise the Lord. A gold of God. Amen. The golden candlesticks. Oh, my brother, you are a golden candlestick, pure gold. Pure gold. Without any mixture. Don't mix any. You see, it won't mix. Amen. We are not brass. We are not even iron. They can break. But we are what? The golden, pure gold of God.
Because you have chosen a narrow path, a hardest way, as a portion of
yes, sir. I like it. Listen to the words of the song in your heart. Because you have chosen a narrow path, the hardest way. He said, a great portion of heaven is waiting for you. Oh, because of what you have decided. That was a prophecy. The angel told to the great messenger. That is what to produce. It to produce what? Victory. It's to produce the pure gold.
I will walk this
divine love will live in me. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time.
Christian life,
many battles,
many trials, many battles
against the enemy.
Oh, God bless you, brother, for giving us the right song. Oh, God bless you.
God is holy, God is Holy Spirit, will lead us to perfect love. Oh, there is not much time remaining.
Keep the words in your heart.
There is not much time remaining.
My brother, it's true.
Oh,
it's true. The prophet said, watch Russia. We don't know what is happening now.
We can already hear the chariots. We can hear the chariots of our beloved ones coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path.
Oh, Lord, that is our promise. We promise the Lord we will walk this path.
Follow
Him. The footsteps will follow
to the end of time.
Footsteps on the sands of time.
And my love.
Brother, my sister, this is the right song to follow this message. Tonight, if there is anything, my brother, my sister, leave it here before you go. Amen. And take it upon yourself. That you want to be that pure gold. The pure gold. Just speak to Him. Speak to Him. He's here. Give that assurance to the Lord. Myself, what I read tonight, there are places where I've fallen short. Going to confess to the Lord. It is true. We are all come here to allow the word of God to straighten us. I have my own shortcomings. I have my own things that sets me down. Tonight,
we still have an opportunity, Lord, Father, to call upon Thee freely, Lord. Father, to freely pray loud, even Lord Savior, to have even our Lord Savior services online, Lord, to have things the way we've had them, Lord. For the prophet says, one day, Lord, Father, it will all come to an end, Lord Savior God. But whilst it's still today, give us grace that we, Lord Savior, be able to glorify Thee above all.
Yes,
bless us, Jesus, we pray. Give us as we desire, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Just give us a Show be the way once again, the chorus, the one chorus. And we ask our precious brother Francois to come and close us with a closer prayer.
Himself aside,
yes, Lord,
and to seek thy face and come with the way, the Father, that we lift up our faith.
Yes,
knowing, as Paul says, everything work together for those that love the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we should not only expect a good thing from you, but you allow sometime the evil to happen to our life,
yes,
that shall push us out to desperation.
Yes.
And your prophet says in the time of need that when we go down and seek the Lord,
yes,
Father, we appreciate it, those trials, Father, those chatterings of life, Father, that will bring us closer unto you. Father, tonight we want to take advantage before those moments come to put ourselves closer with thee, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Because the desire of our heart, it's every day a deeper and a closer walk with thee, Father. In our own physical force, we can't do it. Because your spirit says, not by force, not by might, but by my spirit, say the Lord, Father. That's why we unburden ourselves before thy spirit, Father.
Amen.
Looking at the desire of our heart is, Father, that we shall be like thee.
Amen.
That you, the potter, oh Father, we are clay,
yes,
that you shall mold us and bring us to thy image, Father,
yes,
where we'll be able to reflect the light of the gospel.
Amen.
Inside of our life,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
in our neighborhood that we are living in, Father, where people will be able to see,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
in us,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
In our workplaces, Father, we,
yes,
want,
Lord,
people to see the light of the gospel manifest inside of us, Father.
Amen.
In a way of dealing with one another, brother and sister, Father,
yes,
we,
Lord,
want to manifest Christ inside of,
Amen,
our life, Father. Without it, we miss the point, Father.
Yes.
But each time when we come here, we come to be better people, Father.
Yes,
we don't,
Lord,
come here to see with one another, Father.
Yes.
If that was the paper, Father, it was in vain, Father.
Yes.
But when we come here, we come to hear something from thee, Father, and we come, Father, to prepare ourselves because we know that one day we will leave this earth, Father.
Yes.
Father, we truly believe that there is a rapture, Father, that we're going to change in a twinkling of an eye, Father.
Yes, yes,
and this,
yes,
place, Father, is a judgment of flat, Father. That where we receive our judgment, Father, we've been judged by thy word tonight, Father. And give us all the ability, Father. Give us all the capacity, Father, that you already put inside of us. We ask you just to revive them, Father.
Amen.
That we shall be able to live according to thy gospel.
Amen.
Father, bless the praises of every soul in this place,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And you know the need, our unspoken request, Father. We are needy people. Our trust and hope is the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The author and the finisher of our salvation.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we come with our petition tonight and lay them at the foot of the cross.
Yes.
Because there you have bear all our burden. And he says, come unto me, you that are burdened, and I will lift up the burden from thee, Father.
Amen.
Father, you look at our heart, Father. We need many things, Father, and we commend them all unto thee, Father.
Yes.
That you shall answer to us, Father, physically sick. You shall grant us healing because you are Jehovah Rapha,
yes,
the Lord,
Lord Jesus.
Who heal all the diseases,
Amen.
Father. And we confess thy name because the scripture says, by your stripe we are all healed,
yes,
Father. And physically and spiritually speaking, Father, the healing is ours, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we commit our going out from this place at thy hand, that the angel of the Lord shall go before us,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And where the enemy has a deep truth for us, Father, let himself be there, Father.
Mm.
And where he has put snare for us, let himself be caught up in those snares,
yes, Lord.
Father. We commit all at thy hand in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory to you, bless you, brother.
Hallelujah. Like a rushing of a mighty wind. Like a
Just greet your brother. Greet your sister. That you are a pure gold.
Our hearts once more. Like a rushing, of mighty wind. Like a rushing of a mighty wind. Come and fill our hearts once more, just like a rushing of a mighty wind. Just like a river. Just like a river that has overflowed. Come and fill our hearts once more. Like a river that flows. Oh, let it overflow. Let it overflow. Spirit down, just to revive your church, oh, to revive your church again. Come in like a rushing of the mighty, oh, like a rushing, the mighty wind, oh, like a rushing of the mighty wind. Just like a rushing, oh, let it overflow.